Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm so glad you joined me on this Tuesday morning when we are continuing our discussion about the New Testament gift of prophecy and prophetic ministry. This is so important today because there, especially in some charismatic circles, the gift of prophecy is very, very important. And no question in my mind that many have taken it to extreme levels. And that is a dangerous thing to do. Now, yesterday we were talking about how that we have to avoid two extremes. On one side of the ditch, there is one extreme where people are like the little bird I talked about yesterday that's got its mouth open. It's waiting for a big juicy worm, but it's just got its mouth wide open and anybody can come along and drop some little pieces of gravel and dirt in there and kill the little bird because it's just so open. We don't want to be like that. We must not be naive. On the other hand, people can be so extreme that they reject the whole gift of prophecy altogether. Well, you don't want to go there either. We want to take the biblical path down the middle where we are open without being judgmental, we're open without being naive, and we're critical without being judgmental. Now that's worth writing down, folks. We want to be straight down the middle, down the path, the biblical path, where we are open without being naive, and we are critical without being judgmental. And I'm using the word critical in the academic sense, where that you evaluate something and then you make a decision on how you are going to respond to it. Well, we have to do this because you see, there are three different sources that a prophecy can come from. It can be from God. It can be from the Spirit of God. But because God works through human vessels, it also can be from a person's own thoughts and imaginations, and then it could be demonic. Paul talks about angels of light who transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Said Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And so, because it can be one of these three sources, that is why we have to think critically and we have to evaluate and we have to fulfill the scripture where it says, let the prophet speak and let the others judge. Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I think it's around verse 24, 25, somewhere in there, Paul says, do not quench the spirit, despise not prophecies, judge everything. Evaluate everything. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Amen. Now, it is my belief that perhaps as much as 80% of the prophecies that come forth in charismatic meetings today are out of the soul realm. When I say the soul realm, I'm talking about the human mind and emotions, the human imaginations. And our emotions can be stimulated by a variety of things. Good music can stir our emotions. Great oratory can stir our emotions apart from the Spirit of God. You've seen people probably cry while they're watching a movie, not even a Christian movie, but some kind of that has a story that really tugs on the emotions and so on, and has nothing to do with the Spirit of God. So our soul realm can be stimulated by all kinds of outward stimuli and cause us to feel certain ways and certain things. And our emotions can be easily mistaken for the Spirit of God. I'll give you a personal example. A number of years ago, Sue and I were living in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We were conducting a weekly meeting in the clubhouse of the apartment complex in which we lived. I think we were probably working on a master's degree at Old Roberts University at the time. And so we had, you know, a good little crowd that was attending our weekly Bible study, and we had times of worship, and people were free to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If they had a tongue interpretation or felt God was manifesting a gift of healing, they were free to stand up and share it and bring it forth. But we also tried to let people know that we were not naive, and that we would evaluate things that came forth in our midst. Well, there was a couple that attended this meeting, Larry and Betty, and they were a good couple. They were they were probably in their 50s at the time, but had been serving the Lord for probably 5 or 6 years, but were really sincere about serving the Lord. And Larry was very zealous. He wanted to be used of God. And one day, my phone rang, and it was Larry. And he said over the phone to me, he said, I was down by the pool meditating, and God spoke to me and said, call Eddie Hyatt and tell him to start a church and call it the Gateway to Heaven. So he's speaking very confidently that he has heard God speak to him, to tell him to tell me that I'm to start a church and call it the Gateway to Heaven. Well, here were some things that I already knew that played into my very quick evaluation. I mean, I was able to evaluate this in a moment. One reason, because I was very much aware of the situation, and we had had numerous conversations and been in these meetings together every week. First of all, I already had some marching orders from the Lord. I knew that God had already given me direction. It was very clear on the inside of me. So first of all, this did not line up at all with what I already knew on the inside. My friends, if somebody gives you a prophecy with personal direction, it should align with something that God has already spoken to you about. If not, never put another person as a mediator. There's only one mediator between you and God, and that's Jesus Christ. Never put another person between you and God. And so I'm not going to put Larry in a place between me and God where God is using Larry to tell me what I need to do. Now, I'm open to God confirming and giving affirmation along the way. I also knew this, that Larry and his wife had not been able to find a church in Tulsa that they felt comfortable with. And I don't know that Larry had ever said this, but I knew that he would have liked for Sue and me to start a church and start having Sunday meetings in Tulsa. So I immediately knew that this was coming. Not, it wasn't demonic, but it was coming out of his soul realm. It was coming out of his own human desires of what he would like to see happen and what he would like to see Sue and me do. It wasn't from God. It was out of his own soul realm. Now, I dealt with this. I responded to this in a way, and I chose to respond the way I did because, first of all, I knew that he was very sincere in wanting to be used of God. And he wasn't just a false prophet. He was just a mistaken prophet. A sincere one wanting to be used of God, but just had totally missed it. So I said to him, and I knew he was a new believer, so I said to him, Larry, I appreciate you telling me this, but I would not do something like this unless God told me himself that he wanted me to do it. Well, he accepted that and he learned from it. But you know, a few weeks went by, and I don't know if Larry forgot about that prophecy, but in our meeting one night, Larry spoke up and he said, you know, I was out, and this is in front of all the people there. There's probably, I don't know, 25 or so people there. And he says, I was out walking in the field close to the apartment building we live in, and I was walking and praying, and God spoke to me and said to tell you not to put down any roots here because you're going to be traveling. Well, I decided just to make this a teaching moment in front of the whole group. I said, okay, Larry, I said, now wait a minute. I said, what happened to that church you saw? Because, you know, he elaborated on this church that I was to start and call the Gateway to Heaven. And it was, he saw it out in a field, claimed he had saw a picture of it in his mind, a vision, I guess you'd say, out in a field. And it was a white church, a white building out in a field and so on. So I stopped and I said, now, Larry, wait a minute. I said, what happened to that white church that you saw that I was supposed to start? Now you're saying that I'm not to put down any roots. I'm supposed to be traveling. He says, that might be 10 years down the road. So he's trying to cover his tracks now. So I decided to just go ahead and push it a little while because I knew that Larry trusted me and I knew he knew that I wasn't going to outright reject him. I said to him, I said, Larry, do you know what they did to people in the Old Testament that gave forth false prophecies? He said, oh yeah, I know. They stoned them. And then at that point, everybody in the group broke out laughing. And then Larry, he himself broke out laughing. And then I did too, of course. But it was a teachable moment, helping Larry to understand that I wasn't going to reject him, but neither was I going to accept everything he said just because he put a thus saith the Lord in front of it. And Larry and I and Betty and Sue and all of us, we had a very, I would call it a close relationship for many years after that until Larry passed away a few years ago. They even visited us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when we lived down in Euless, Texas. And I know that I was able to coach him along and help him to understand about the gift of prophecy and how it works and how it's a cooperation between the Spirit of God and the human vessel. And because it flows through the human vessel, many times people will get their own feelings and their own imaginations and their own desires mixed up with what the Spirit of God is saying. And sometimes it can be partly God and partly, you know, the human vessel that's coming forth. And so that is why we must be open to the Spirit of God moving and open to the New Testament gift of prophecy, but we must not be naive. Open without being naive. And then we also must obey the scripture. I've quoted Paul a lot, but think of John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. So we must test without being judgmental. That's what I call thinking critically. We must be critical. We must test without being judgmental. We must be open without being naive. And we will be able to derive the very best of God's prophetic ministry that he does release through his body. I'm Eddie Height. This is the Eddie Height Podcast. And we'll start talking tomorrow about how to test, how to think critically, and we'll look at several different tests for testing the spirits and for testing prophetic utterances. Don't miss it. Share it with your friends. It's going to help you, and it will protect you in these days in which we live, when God is pouring out his spirit, but also pride and ego and even angels of light that try to pawn themselves off at the Spirit of God. They're at work also. So that's why these teachings are so important. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. I encourage you, if you don't have it, check out my book. It's on Amazon. It's on our website bookstore. It's called Prophets and Prophecy. You will greatly benefit from that book, and I will see you tomorrow.